y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Karazin from Beyond Black and White, and I am here to discuss an unlikely topic for somebody who covers mostly interracial relationships. This is the topic of black love and a black woman's preference for her IBM. IBM, which is an abbreviation for ideal black man. So I got a letter today from a lady, and she gave me permission to read it out loud, and I'm also going to post her photo so that you guys can see. So I'm just going to go just jump right in. Hello there. I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I wanted to write you for a long time. So first, let me start by saying that I love your videos and your articles, and I think you're awesome. Here is my dilemma. I am a black American woman, 35 years old, and will be 36 years old in August. I have no children, have never been married, and only had one serious relationship situationship. The first guy that I really cared about in my life had only dated Caucasian girls before me. And based on the context of this letter, I'm going to assume that the man she's referring to is black. The first person that I really cared about dated only Caucasian girls before me. He broke up with me for a biracial girl and then left her for a Caucasian woman. He married the Caucasian woman, had a child by her, and then divorced. He has since married another Caucasian woman. A friend of mine introduced me to her brother-in-law, a black man, in a friendly way, and he was very cold and mean to me. Now he is dating a white woman. I am a good-looking woman, in shape. I work out, dress nice, and am a makeup artist, so I always keep myself up. I have many interests like language, the arts, and travel. I have traveled to Europe, and I am on my way to Africa soon, and I am also going back to school to get my medical assistant degree to have another career under my belt. Woohoo! I am very open-minded and family-oriented. I want to fall in love, get married, and have a child. My problem is that I can't give up the hope of finding my ideal black man. I can't let go of the hope to have a strong, beautiful black family. I'm not racist, but it's just my heart's desire. And always has been. I'm not bitter with these men that have chosen to love outside their race. They have the right to because God wanted the races to mix. So I have no problem with interracial dating. Excuse me. It's just that men of color always take me to be stuck up or approach me as a challenge. It's heartbreaking for me because even though I'm very modern, independent woman, excuse me, I would still like to have someone to live, love, and laugh with, and at the end of the day, you know, be with. Black women that have found happiness with men outside their race have advised me strongly to consider opening my options. Please help me, Chris. Give me some advice. I can't talk to anyone else about this. Okay, so you're going to probably be really surprised with the advice that I'm going to give you. Girl, honey. Honey, 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 honey. If you want that black love fantasy, okay, I'm not going to call it fantasy. That's not fair because I see it. It's not a fantasy. It's a rarity, but it's not a fantasy. If you fantasize about having your ideal black man, and if that's what you really want, honey, go with God. Do what you want to do. Because quite honestly, it's not going to be fair to anybody who's not black if your preference and your heart's desire is to be with somebody who's black. And, you sound like a really smart girl, you know, put your picture up, you're a beautiful girl. Now I got to ask you brothers. Now she's ticking all the boxes. I'm trying to figure out why the brothers have not run to snatch this woman up and why these brothers are going off marrying white women. But that's another video for another day. My advice is this. If this is what you really want and you really want a black man, go for it. Just understand the risks. And I think you already know what they are. Just understand that you know, black men aren't really, especially the black men that you've dated, they're obviously not restricting themselves. And they obviously seem to have a very strong preference for white women. So you have to understand that while you have this preference, understand that you're going to be faced with some challenges. Now, here's another thing too. In regards to wanting and desiring being with a black man, and we call these women nothing but a brother black man, black women, and you sound like a nothing but a brother black woman. I'm not against any of this. I may not understand it because for me, I can find beauty and sexiness in men of all races and hues and nationalities and ethnicities. I may not understand it, but as an advocate for black women dating whoever the hell they want to, I will fight for the death for you having the right to choose that. If that is what you want, I will fight to the death for you to be able to choose that. I'm not going to guilt you because that's what you want. Again, I can't understand it because, again, I can find something sexy in every race of man and I can find something to love in every race of man. But I do know that you guys are out there. I know that... You know, I understand it's a preference. I mean, it's just how there's a lot of women who say, my family is telling me that I need to be with a black man, but I really, really, really like Asian guys. Like, I would never tell that girl to listen to her parents. So I can't in good conscience, and it would not be... It would not be consistent with me trying to have a certain level of integrity to tell you any different. If this is your preference, then that's what it is. And don't let anybody shame you for it. But you need to understand that there are going to be some challenges for you. You said that you are 36 years, you're going to be 36 years old. You want to get married and have kids. Understand that the window on you safely carrying a child without any extra medical help is beginning to close. So that is what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that that's risky as well. And I certainly don't want you to just pick any old body just because you want to grasp at that. But for all this, you know, brothers who say they love black women who troll my channel constantly, hit up the sister. You want to meet her? I will help you. Email me at Crystalyn, CHRISTELYN at beyondblackwhite.com. And if you're a brother and you want to meet this woman, this beautiful woman who wants her ideal black man, let me help you. I would love to help you, but here's the criteria. You need to have a job. You need to be educated. You need to not have gone to jail. You need to not have kids running all over the place. If you do have children, I want to see that you were divorced or something. So that's my criteria. So if I'm going to be presenting a quality IBM to this young woman, that's going to be my criteria. Good job, educated, wants to be married, wants to be a provider and protector and a producer, no felonies, no baby mamas, come correct. If you want to meet her, I will facilitate the exchange. All right. So that's it. That's all I got to say about it. Just know your risks. If that's what you want, I will fight for the death for you to have the choice to have what you want. Okay, so if you guys have questions for me, you want to hit me up, you can reach me at Crystalyn, CHRISTELYN, at beyondblackwhite.com. Bye.